Wednesday, September 7th, 2022, 6:20 a.m. Okay, I'm out here in the studio / garage, and I'm not painting, but I'm getting ready to work on the frame for my Empowered Woman panel, and so I'm kind of cleaning up my table area. I've been just throwing stuff on top of it and just letting it sit there and not dealing with it. So, the wife has also decided to put some stuff on there too. So I'm going to have her move that stuff. I don't know where she wants it, why she didn't put it there. But I'm sure she put it there because that was a convenient place to put it. And there's some things I got to make decisions about. There's got some old VHS tapes that I probably have to destroy because I don't really know what's on them. And it's nothing, it wouldn't be anything personal. It's just bees. Most likely stuff I recorded off the television. So I also have a videotape of my daughter's first marriage, her wedding video, that is, of her first marriage. And I'm sure she doesn't want any copies of that floating around anymore, so I'll probably destroy that too. I don't have any sentimental attachment to it, so I'll go ahead and destroy that one too. What else we got on the table there? That's pretty much it. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff in here that I got to deal with. We went ahead and bought a freeze dryer, and we got it it actually got delivered about a month ago, and I haven't done anything with it because I've been too busy working in the backyard, converting it to a garden area. And yesterday I went down to Lowe's and bought a bunch more of these bags of decorative rock to put around the patio area. And surprised that I pretty much got that done yesterday. I could do some other stuff to it today, but I'm taking a break because it's all that lifting of rocks and stuff. It was like lifting weights, you know. I had to go get a little recovery yesterday. Actually, I feel pretty recovered right now. That's why I'm excuse me. That's why I'm thinking about going out there and doing some stuff. But yesterday was a record-breaking heat day. It was 116. And, after a while, I just didn't go out there anymore. I just came back after I was working and stuff. I came in, took a shower, and then that was it. I didn't go out anymore at all. I actually did go out just to see how hot it was in the afternoon, but I didn't stay out there very long. Not enough to start sweating anyway. So today, it's not going to be, it's going to be about 10 degrees cooler, but still hot. 106 is still pretty hot, and the wife is kind of tired of it too. So we're going to, since it's a grocery shopping day, we're going to head out early, maybe around 11 o'clock or so, and try to beat most of the heat. Let's see what else. Well, that's pretty much it. I harvested some tobacco leaves, and I'm kind of having them dry in here. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm sure I probably picked them at the proper time. It's when they get kind of pale green, starting to turn yellow, is when you pick them. So I've done that, and some of them are pretty good specimens of that idea. And so I'll make a cigar here sooner or later. Sitting in front of my painting, and I'm thinking, yeah, it's done, but I don't know. Yeah, I looked at her jeans, and I'm thinking if it makes sense. When you step back and look at the whole painting as a whole, the jeans kind of don't work, but when you focus on the jeans, they work. So I'm not sure what to do with that. Maybe it just needs to be refined a little bit more. Maybe I will paint on it some more this weekend. Anyway, so it's supposed to be hot the rest of the week. It's going to cool down into the 90s on Saturday and Sunday. By Tuesday, it's supposed to be down in the 80s. So that'll give me an opportunity to do a lot of work outside. One thing we want to do is redo the chicken coop. Put a bunch of decomposed granite in there and see what happens. Let's see. Yeah, if I had to do that chicken coop over again, I would. I mean, when I first built it, if I knew what I was doing, I would have done a lot of different stuff. So, it is what it is, as they say. And I'm not willing to. Well, I can't tear it down because then I won't have a place to put the chickens. So I'd have to build a new one. But the wife likes the chicken coop where it is. So. That's where it stays, I guess. Anyway, what else? It's starting to get light out, so I guess I should get ready to go out there and start watering some stuff. Oh, I didn't get any socks on here, dang it. Oh well. I guess I'll have to go get some socks. Wait, the wife's probably awake by now anyway. She's still laying in bed though. That's what she does. She kind of like wakes up, but doesn't have the oomph to get out of bed, and she just kind of like lays there and until she feels wide awake enough to get out of bed, and then she gets out. Which is, I guess, a pretty good technique. It's better than bouncing out at this age. I used to do that when I was younger, going to work. You know, get up, oh, get up, let's go. Time to get going. Time's a wasting. Maybe at this point in my life, it's easier just to take things easy. You know, but anyway, okay. So looking at the painting, I got another painting behind it, and it kind of like melted together. No, I'm not stoned. It's just that the colors were kind of similar, and it's like, oh, that square and that on the foreground here, kind of. Develops into another area, or kind of like loses out in space somewhere. Anyway, yeah, I spent a lot of time on this painting, so you know, I hope people enjoy it. I enjoyed painting on it and learning stuff. I like to keep things simple, though. I don't like to get too involved with stuff. But I did. So let me get going here, and this is it for this posting. Everybody have a good day. I hope you're comfortable wherever you are at this time, because it's going to get hot again today.